ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which sometimes pops up in the minds of people. They often ask us this question. And that question is this: that we know that one of the sifat, or the attributes of God, or one of the beautiful names of God, one of the Asma'i Husna of God, is that God is the creator, He's the Khaliq. In the Holy Quran, we read, Allah is the creator of all things, and He watches over all things. But somebody might object here and say that, well, is it not true that we make things and we create things, and people invent things, they create things, they make things. So why is it that God says that God is the creator of all things? Why cannot we ascribe this sifat, this attribute, to God's creatures? Or can we? Is it permissible or not? And if it's not, then why is this so? This is the question that we would like to pose here today. Fortunately, we have an interesting hadith which can help elucidate and clarify the answer to this question. You know, there's a famous book called At-Tawheed of Sheikh Saduq. In this very beautiful book, it's been narrated that a person named Marwan ibn Muslim, he narrates that Ibn Abil Awja, this was an atheist during the time of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This person, he had a series of question and answer Q&A sessions with the Imam, a series of debates with the Imam. When he comes and he poses questions to the Imam answers him. One of those questions, one of those incidences where he comes and he asks the question to the Imam is this. He comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he asks, is it not true that you claim that Allah is the creator of all things? To this the Imam replies, yes. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam retorted and said, yes. So this person turned around and said, I also create. I am also a creator. I also create things. To which the Imam asked him, how do you create something? How are you the creator of something? The Imam asked him to elucidate and to explain what he meant. This person replied, I defecate in a place, meaning I relieve myself in a certain place. If I do so, after a certain time, I see that it becomes a creature. For example, it becomes a plant, or that plant, it might turn into something else. It might turn into a bunch of flies or worms or whatnot. So I've created something, I've given life to something, I brought something into existence, so I can say I'm the creator. How can you say that God is the creator of all things? In response to this objection or this misgiving, the Imam alayhi salam said the following. He said, is it not true? The Imam asked him a question. He says, is it not true that the creator of something should have a knowledge of what he has created? To which the person said, yes, this is true. So the Imam continued, well, do you know the female from the male of what you have supposedly created? Like, for example, if it's a plant, do you know if the plant is a female or a male? Or if it's an animal, is it a male? Is it a female? Do you have any knowledge of it? Do you have any knowledge of the intricacies of the being of this thing that you have supposedly given life to? When the Imam asked him this question, this person, he remained silent and he had no answer to it. It's interesting to note that, in a way, that this has been alluded to in the verse that we mentioned in the beginning. God Almighty said, Allah is the creator of all things, and He watches over all things, meaning He has knowledge of all things. He has an awareness of the things that He creates. Because there's this idea of knowledge being one of the intrinsic and essential characteristics of somebody who makes something and creates something. So, because, beings, we as creatures, we might have knowledge, a partial knowledge of certain things that we make, but we don't have complete knowledge of it. We cannot truly be said to be the creators of those things. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether it is justifiable to call beings besides God creators and creators of things or not. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.